Welcome to Kicking It with KPOC, a podcast about business stories and marketing advice. I'm Jake.
And I'm Morella.
And this is episode 28, Top 7 Social Media Mistakes Businesses Make. Today, Morella and I will be talking about some of the mistakes small businesses make on social media and how to avoid them. And we're going to let Morella start with the first one.
Well, I think that this is one of the most popular ones, and I can't say that it is the most popular, but we see this a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's entirely ignoring social media. And maybe sometimes you have a business owner who doesn't necessarily like social media or doesn't use social media for personal use. And then he or she decides that, well, I don't like it. I'm not even going to engage in it professionally. So they just don't create any social media accounts for their business, or sometimes they do because someone kind of convinces them to create it, but then they don't do anything. They just leave it kind of empty and blank, and which is just as bad as not having anything. And so they're essentially foregoing this huge opportunity to talk to their customers or potential customers on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever the platform may be.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing with that point is just because you don't like social media personally, that's fine. You don't have to use it personally. You can still use it for your business. The two things are separate. So don't let that stop you from getting started with it.
Yeah. And personally, whenever I hear of a new business, let's say that it's a restaurant and I always want to see what their food looks like. So I usually go to Facebook and I try to find that restaurant's Facebook page. If I can't find it, I kind of feel frustrated. So I probably just go to the next restaurant that does have a good Facebook page and does have good pictures of their food, and I probably just go eat there. So it's just a missed opportunity, and it's something that is just shouldn't be kind of overlooked.
Yeah, and I think the second mistake that is often made is kind of the opposite of that, which is using too many platforms.
Right.
Overextending yourself. You're on Snapchat. You're on Reddit. You're on all these platforms you had never even heard of, and you're going crazy. And then what usually happens is you get overwhelmed, especially if you're a small business. You don't have the resources to do 12, social network accounts. So you end up doing none of them well, and then you get frustrated, and then you probably end up ignoring them all like the first mistake. So I think the key is to just focus on the platforms that are, the easiest or the most, have the most bang for their buck, where you can reach your target market, and just focus on not overextending yourself and do a few of them really well. Even start with one. And as you do one well, then maybe you move on to the second one, or you start with, two or three to start with, whatever it takes to make sure that you don't get into a situation where you're doing so many that you end up quitting.
And I think we see this often where a business will create every single social media account for their business under the sun. And then maybe they don't even know how to use some of them. Maybe some of them are not even appropriate because their customers are not really having conversations on that platform. So, for example, if your target market or your target audiences are not having conversations on Twitter, you probably should not be on Twitter, especially if you don't use Twitter yourself and you don't know how to use it. Just don't be on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Or if you find out that your audience is having conversations on Twitter, but you personally don't know how to use Twitter, either go and learn how to use Twitter or hire someone who will teach you how to use Twitter or who will tweet for you. And the other thing that we see is that a business will have a whole bunch of social media accounts. And then they are really active on Facebook. And then they just post all of their Facebook posts on all of the other social media platforms, which end up looking terrible because they don't look native to that platform. And so then I'm just starting to think, well, why would I even go check on your Instagram account if I know that I'm going to see the same thing on Facebook? It's just kind of recycling the same thing over and over again. So it's just like making copies of a copy of a copy.
You want to make sure that you're using each platform the way that it should be used. That's definitely true. If you're using it in a way that's weird and not expected by the people on that platform, you're not going to do as well as if you do it the way that people expect when they're on that platform.
So. Yeah. Like, give me something different and interesting that you have yet that you haven't given to me, let's say on Facebook. So I have a reason to follow you on Instagram. If you're going to keep recycling, then I'm probably just going to unfollow you, because at that point you've kind of annoyed me, and I'm just ready to go. Yeah. And which reminds me of another mistake that people make, and that's mixing their personal accounts with their professional social media accounts. And I think this happens a lot when someone is just starting out and he or she doesn't feel like the business is established enough to have its own social media accounts. So, and also the business is kind of too close to their heart. So the business feels like it's part of them. And in a way it is, but it is also a standalone business. So I think the rule is, unless you are your business, for example, if you are a musician, then you are that, you know, professional, then you mm-hmm. can have the same account. But if you are a bakery or you're like a car repair shop, you are not that business. You should have totally separate accounts or profiles for yourself and your business.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. And your friends that follow you on your personal profile, they'll come follow you on your business too, right, if you invite them to do it. It's not like you can't take advantage of, you know, the people you know, the networks you've built up. It's just making them two separate entities on social media so that people can't pick or choose if they want to be in your personal life and if they want to be in your business life, because not everyone wants to be in both of them. So this kind of lets them choose which part they want to be in. And that in turn ends up you having the people that you want following you, whereas you might lose some on both ends, both personally and professionally, if you force them into being both.
I agree. And I think I feel like I have been, I guess, so many times tricked or trapped into following my friend's business posts, because all of a sudden their personal Facebook accounts have become their business accounts. And all of a sudden they're selling me bracelets, they're selling me leggings, they're selling me skincare. And I'm like, I'm just thinking like, man, like Stacy, I thought we were friends, but now like you're just constantly annoying me with these promotional things. And I didn't sign up for this when we initially became friends on Facebook. Now, if Stacy decided that she was going to sell necklaces and bracelets and all of that stuff, and then she created a business page on Facebook, and then she invited me as her friend to like that page or follow that page, then I would feel like, okay, I have the option. I have say in this. Do I want to follow or do I not want to follow? But yeah. Instead, Stacy didn't give me that option. She just kind of dropped this bomb on me, and now I have to kind of ignore her stuff.
Yeah, I think this segues perfectly into number four, which is being too promotional on social media.
Right.
You know, social media is a very unique promotion channel, and you have to handle it in the way that, you know, people expect. And, you know, the goal is to get a lot of engagement. Mm-hmm. And in addition to, you know, people not wanting to necessarily be sold to all the time, the platforms also want engaging content so that people continue to use their platforms. And they want you to pay for ads a lot right. of the time when you're running promotional content. So if you want to be really successful with your organic content, you need to focus on it all being super engaging, even if it's promotional. It needs to be both promotional and engaging. Then you can't just say, oh, buy product X. You need to like have a fun example of product X being used by someone, or a creative story about the product, because people like storytelling, and that's, you know, leads to engagement. So you want to make sure that you're focusing on engagement first, whether it's a promotional post or whether it's just some other post you sharing, you know, news or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I think we always tell clients and people, and we tell ourselves, that, you know, you should follow the 80-20 rule when posting on social media. 80% just engaging content that people will want to share and actually read, and then 20% promotional. It's okay to say that you're having a sale at your store, but don't say that every single day. And like, how many times am I going to see the same coupon or however you pronounce that word? How many times are you going to post the same thing? Give people variety, and also don't forget the social aspect of social media. It's mm-hmm. all about sharing, engaging, and giving people something that's actually worth their time and worth their while. So they want to leave you a comment, they want to interact with it, or they even want to share with their friends.
Yeah, ultimately, make sure you're posting what the customers want and what's relevant to the market or industry you're in. And if you want all of your content to be promotional, then you need to come up with the angle where it's also there's engagement in it. And then you can maybe go beyond the 20% a little bit. But you definitely need to have all the content be engaging so that people actually respond to it and you actually get something out of it. Otherwise, you just end up posting a bunch of stuff that gets one or zero likes, no shares, no comments, and no one even sees it. So you're really just wasting your time.
And I think, and this is kind of like a side comment to that, just kind of focus on the quality of the content that you're posting, like the quality of your photos and the video. If you took your photo while you were using a very bad cell phone or whatever the case, and the picture looks terrible, it's out of focus, don't put that on Facebook. Especially don't put it on Instagram. It's just, it doesn't have that much appeal. So, you know, pay attention to the quality of the stuff that you're posting as well. And which I guess the next one is kind of super tempting for a lot of people, and that's getting into online fights. And I can't say that I've never been tempted to, you know, meet someone in the comments and passionately discuss things. But, you know, as a professional, I know that that is a huge no-no to, you know, argue and just go nuts on, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and, you know, try to destroy people who necessarily maybe didn't like the stuff that you posted, or just being controversial as a business professional. It just never goes well. Even let's say that a customer posts something about your business and you know for a fact that it's not true. And, you know, it's so easy to, you know, pull out the receipts and be like, well, no, actually, Tom, you were super drunk when you were at my establishment. And that's the reason that you didn't enjoy your pizza, because you actually fell asleep and your head fell into the pizza and we had to like escort you to your car. Instead of saying that, even though, yes, maybe that happened to Tom, you should say, you know, I'm very sorry, Tom, that this happened. This is definitely not the typical experience at our restaurant. This is not the experience that we want anyone to have. So we would appreciate it if you would contact us by blah, 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 phone, email, so we can discuss this and we can figure out how to make you whole. And that's the appropriate way to do this.
Yeah, you definitely want to take all your interactions like that offline. We've talked about that in the past. You need to take your customer service stuff and just cycle that into an offline forum, or even, you know, online in the sense you could be email or something like that, or direct message, but just make sure it's not public. And the other thing that I would want to add to what you were saying is, in sense of being controversial, you don't want to be controversial maybe in how you respond to customers and stuff like that, but that doesn't mean that you can't have a controversial viewpoint on something related to your industry or your market. If you think that most people are doing marketing, digital marketing incorrectly, you certainly should take a controversial position where you say, oh yeah, everyone's doing digital marketing wrong right now. That sort of thing will get engagement
and
be good.
And that's true. That's a good point. I guess I was mostly just thinking about things that are like controversial in like a negative way that can negatively affect your business. Mm-hmm. And
I think basically just off-topic things or with customer service.
Right. And, you know, regardless of how right or wrong the person is who is commenting on your content, it's always going to look bad to the outsiders to see an established business, or you can even be just starting out, to see a business kind of beating up on a little guy in the comments on Facebook.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just basic customer service. I mean, the same thing's true even at the store. The stakes are just much lower because only the other customers that happen to be in the store will see it. But when you do it online, all your customers see it.
Yeah, and sometimes even as a business professional under your own personal accounts, you also have to pay attention to what you are doing online. And this is something that I sometimes struggle, because sometimes I just want to voice my opinion on something. And then I always have to say, wait, yes, I'm speaking as myself, but if someone clicks on my my profile, they will see that I'm one of the owners of KPOC Marketing, and that could negatively affect KPOC Marketing and everyone else who works at KPOC Marketing. So I have to kind of dial back a little bit. And
yeah, I think locally here in St. Petersburg, or at least the Tampa Bay area, there was some professional in a certain industry who got into trouble with a viral video with an animal. And all of a sudden, he has a lot of negative reviews on Google. And, you know, you do something, you're not thinking in the moment what the ramifications are. You just have to be really careful about what you do, even in your personal life, if you're a public business on the internet.
Yeah, and I was actually watching that person's Google reviews just take like a deep dive. And it was just like happening by the hour. And while, you know, he did what he did, I guess there were other people who worked at the same place who probably had nothing to do with what he did. And even though he posted this that stuff as his personal, account, it still got connected to his professional stuff. And I actually not long ago saw an owner of a business here in St. Pete post a very derogatory comment toward a certain group of people on Facebook under his personal account. And the comment was so vile that I actually clicked on his name so I can see who this person is. And that's how I found out that this person owns a local business. And I made a mental note that I would never go to this, do any business with this business because of how vile this stuff is.
Yeah, you never gain any customers by doing stuff like that. No one is ever like, oh yeah, that person said that negative thing. Like, even if they agree with you, it's just, it's a lose-lose situation for a business owner or anyone to post, you know, negative stuff like that online.
I know, but it's so tempting sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I just need to say a couple of things to this person and I'm just going to set them straight. And then they just change course and now I'm like arguing some other thing that I don't even care about. So
maybe we should get into number six, which I think is being too rigid. Mm. So you do need to follow those rules about not insulting people. But once you get beyond, you know, what should be obvious stuff, leave open some room for creativity. You should set a schedule and a plan and, you know, a blueprint, which we do for a lot of clients. You should figure all that stuff out to get a rough idea of how you want to handle your social media. But if something really cool comes up, you know, share it. Even if you were supposed to post at 4 p.m. on, you know, Friday, whatever the case is, be okay with making small changes if you have, you know, ideas or things that you think is going to get you a lot of engagement on social media and is going to make your customers or your followers happy. Because that's really what it's all about. It's about creating engagement, which will then drive people to hopefully use your product or service because they like what you're doing. They like who you are.
Yeah. And I think you obviously have to have a plan and you have to have goals and you have to decide what type of content you're going to post, when you're going to post it, how often you're going to post it. But it shouldn't be so set in stone that you can't be kind of flexible and be organic in your posts. It should be kind of like the foundation of what you are doing. But you should leave room in that foundation for organic things to happen.
Yeah.
So people can kind of see your personality and not kind of think like, wow, this business is such a robot. Like, oh, it's 2 p.m. I bet Bob is going to post a picture of his sandwich or whatever the case is. Like, you don't want to be predictable.
Yeah. And those things you find online, like you should post at Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Facebook. I did a rather extensive, in-house study with a Facebook page that has north of 500,000 followers posting basically every single time, including the middle of the night, every day of the week for about a year. Mm-hmm. And the engagement that we saw on those posts over that year, there's no correlation to time.
No.
It has nothing to do with time. Mm-mm. There's no time that's the best time. It's about engagement. That's the main thing. All the little factors that Facebook and probably all the other social media platforms use is how do we get the most engagement and the most advertising dollars.
Those are the
two things they care about. Engagement, because it keeps people on their platform, and advertising dollars, because that's how they stay in business.
Yeah. So really just kind of try different things and experiment and see when your followers are using the platform the most. But I think overall people are always using social media and way more than we're even willing to admit it. So if something is good, it's good. It's going to be good at 11 a.m. It's going to be good at 2 p.m. Unless it's something that's time sensitive.
Yeah. I mean,
and, you know, obviously if you're having a special sandwich that's like a lunch special, you should post it at lunchtime so people come, or maybe even a little bit before lunchtime, like Brooklyn South and Central Avenue, how they always tempt me with their amazing sandwiches on Facebook. So they're doing it right.
Yeah.
They, you know, it's like it's 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. They post like this most amazing sandwich. I'm like, oh, I need to go to Brooklyn South. But if it's not something that's time sensitive like that, just experiment with different times.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Experiment, see what works for you, and really just focus on what's getting engagement. If you're getting engagement, try and get more engagement. If you're not, then maybe rethink what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what's our next one or our last one?
Well, I think
seven.
This is the final one. And of course, it's about money.
Of course.
And people like money, but people are also very afraid to spend money. And I think that back in the day, back in the good old days when Facebook was pretty much showing your content to almost everyone who follows you. And so people just kind of got used to like, oh, I post this, I have 10,000 followers or likes on Facebook, all of them are going to see this. Well, that's not the case. Sometimes you have to spend money, or you should spend money, to promote some of your posts. So if you post something and you see that it's doing well, maybe you should spend a little bit to boost it even more. Or if you're doing a promotion and you want a wider reach, then you should spend some money to promote that post. And so don't think that Facebook is just posting organic stuff. At the end of the day, Facebook is all about collecting advertising dollars, and they are not showing your content to all of your followers because they want you to pay to show your content to people.
Yeah, we were lucky enough between five and 10 years ago to help build some Facebook pages to, you know, a million followers plus or minus. And you can't do that anymore organically.
No.
You have to pay, and it's only going to get more and more competitive, especially in established platforms like Facebook. So you need to figure out how to make it work spending money, because it's only going to get harder. And if you don't learn how to do it now, then it's not going to get easier.
No.
You're going to have to go with more, you know, guerrilla approach or more or smaller platforms. So if you want to conquer the bigger ones, the sooner you get started, the better.
Yeah, it is definitely a lot more difficult to build a following on Facebook now than it was, I think, like the glory days of like building a following for a Facebook page. It was like 2009, 2010, 11. I mean, it was easy. And you can buy likes back then, and like you can advertise or whatever the case was. And you can get likes for like a penny. It was crazy. It was so cheap.
But even then, you were almost wasting money, because organically you could just get thousands of followers just by doing, you know, certain things. But those days are gone. So there's no use.
I know. I guess you have to pay to actually get some people, and which is fine. Like, you know, you are in business and you should be spending money and promoting your business, and Facebook is part of that mix.
Yeah.
And
so you want to focus on the social media. How is social media going to, you know, lead to you making dollars? And if it does lead to you making dollars,
then
be okay with spending a few dollars to make those dollars.
Yeah, I agree.
So is there anything else we need to talk about? Social media mistakes or warnings or...
I think these are the main ones, and I think the most common ones that we see. I'm sure there are some little ones that people do. I think overall, we should just encourage people that, you know, social media is good, but it needs to be very strategic.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan. You have to ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish? What do I want to accomplish? And what do I need to do to accomplish this with social media? If you don't have a plan for your social media, then you're just kind of throwing stuff out there. And I mean, maybe it's working, maybe it's not. Who knows? Like, there are no like benchmarks. There's nothing. It's just whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. I try and break it down into two things. How are you going to turn your engagement on social media into dollars with your business? And then how are you going to get that engagement on social media? Right. And I think you can start with either one of them, but you ultimately need to figure out how the two of those things interplay with each other and how you make that happen for your business.
Yeah. And whatever your goals are, those things are going to drive your activity on social media. So just you kind of have to look in and ask yourself those questions and then go from there.
I agree. I think that's it.
And don't argue with people online.
Yeah, definitely don't argue
with people online. I'm also telling myself not to argue with people online. It's so tempting sometimes, but yeah, it just doesn't go well.
All right. And with that, I think it's been a great 28th episode. And definitely do feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or comments about anything we talked about today or marketing in general. You can visit us on our website, Kicking It With KPOC, or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as KPOC Marketing. This has been Kicking It With KPOC, brought to you by KPOC Marketing. Thanks for listening. We'll have something just as great for you next time.
Maybe we'll argue with people.
Hopefully we won't argue.
Meet me in the comments.